We are learning Masechtas Beya Daf Gimel Amud Beis, and we are starting approximately 8 lines from the top, and middle of the line Meisve. We're going now on the 4 Pshatim in our Mishnah of Masechtas Beya, that why the Beya is Usher, according to Beis Hillel, to eat on Yom Tov. So there's 4 Pshatim. We have Rav Nachman's Pshat, Rabbi's Pshat, Rav Yosef's Pshat, and Rav Yitzchak's Pshat. So Meisve, I'm going to ask the Kashmir and Brice. It says in Brice like this: Echod Beya Shnod of the Shabbos. Saya egg that's born on Shabbos, echa beyaz nol yontiv, or egg that's born on yontiv, ain't metatl maysay. It's not allowed to be eaten, and it's muksa, and it's so muksa, you can't move it. You can't move it from place to place. And ain't metatl maysay lechasis bas, a kli, you can't use it to cover a kli, unless you have a wine bottle and you lost the cover, you can't put it on top to cover it. Lelisbach about karimita, you can't, you set it up right, you can, an egg can hold up a bed, you put it on a right angle, you can hold up a bed, you can't use it for that. Aval, Kaifa la'esakli. But if you, the egg is here, and that's a precious little egg, and you don't want anyone to step on it, so you let it bring a kli, let's say a washing cup, and put it over it. B'shvilta shavas, it shouldn't break. Why is that a chiddush? Very good, yeah. Because it says in the Mishnah in Shabbos, ein kli nitel odova hanitel. The halacha is, according to Rav Yitzchak, you're not allowed to bring any keli for muksa the thing, according to Rav Yitzchak. You're not allowed to carry something for muksa. So here it's muksa, so I'm not allowed to bring something for the muksa. It's a shalach. We pass like that, but akapon, that's Rav Yitzchak Shita. So here the Brice is saying, no, you cannot even, that it's not a problem. There's no, you're allowed to bring something for muksa because you don't hold of enkli nitl or davar nitl. Akaponim, this egg is mamash muksa. And another halacha, v'sveika asura, which pashas means, if it's a suffix, you're not sure when it's born. You come in the morning, you see an egg, you're not sure if it was born, it was laid yesterday on the weekday or today on Yom Tov. What's the halacha? It's a suffix, right? Suffix is asura, the Mishnah says. The Brisa says. Sveika asura, the Brisa says, suffix is asura. Another halacha, v'misarva be'elav, let's say you have 999 eggs here, or 1,000 eggs, and this egg got mixed up. They all look exactly the same. What do you do? Kulan asura, it's all asura. So the last two halachas are what the discussion on Gemara is going to be. It says, first of all, Sveika Asura. And it also says, it's Arab Elef Kulam Asuras. So Gemara says, Bishlam al Rabba, Dom Mashem Achana. Bishlam al Rabba holds that the reason why an egg that's laid on Yontav is also because Achana the Rabba, because it's Achana. So as Pasuk says, Ve'echinu, it has to be appeared from before Shabbos or before Yontav. So I have a Sveika de Araisa. Now you're not sure when it was born, so Sofik de Araisa. And we know, because Sveika de Araisa Lechum. We know every Sofik de Araisa is a Chumrah. Now, do you remember, according to Rabbah, if an egg is laid on Tuesday Yom Tov, just one day Yom Tov, Tuesday, what's the halacha? Is that also in the right house for Achinu? L'char not, because we said that the egg is always Nigmar yesterday, so it's Nigmar on Monday, which is a weekday. So why is it Aser if it's born on Tuesday? So Gemara says, Gzeira Otu Shabbos and Yom Tov, Yom Tov and Shabbos. Gzeira Otu, if it's a 2-day Yom Tov, Shabbos, Yom Tov, Yom Tov and Shabbos, that's Gzeira. So Chara, it's not the right, it's only the Rabbanon. Zok de Masha, we must be talking about here that the learning of the Brice is talking about even a case where it's a Yom Tov after Shabbos. And then we understand, Sveika Zosar, Sveika de Raisa. That's what Masha speaks out. That's Sveika de Raisa. So if you're Rabba, it's good. Sveika de Raisa Lechavra. El Rav Yosef Rav Yitzchak, but Rav Yosef Yitzchak holds Gzeira Otu Masha Shazavu or a Paris and Oishrim, the Amishim Gzeira, Sveik the Rabbanon. It's only Sophic the Rabbanon. The whole Sveik the Rabbanon and Kula. So why is it also? Sophic the Rabbanon is the Kula. Well, oh, very good. We're missing one. We're missing Rav Nachman. So why don't we ask Rav Nachman? So it's a big Shaila. Zok the Toysif Sishonim. And it's in different prints. It's on the side of the Gemara, some of our Masoret HaShas. In the middle of Masoret HaShas, they printed. Zok the Toysif Sishonim, Aval Rav Nachman Le Paruch. The Muksa Chamira Yaiser. Chamira, v'havik ke'enda raisa, zok the toisus yishonim that it's like a deraisa. Muksa is like a deraisa, and therefore you're more machmir by muksa than a peris anoshim. And Nachman said pshas as muksa. Therefore, the Gemara is not asked the kasha of there. The Gemara understands sveka deraisa lechumra. That is that's one pshat. The Ben Peretz actually learns a different pshat. Mamash the opposite type pshat. He says we're not worried about Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman was slogged up. That kasha of Tarnagolis. It shows that Hebrew town the girl. It's too strong cash. It's logged up. That's what the Tosis Rabbeinu Peretz says. He says, "In time of Malakom and Ami, the Rav Nachman." So the answer is that there is because it was logged up. That kasha maybe was we don't care about that pshat because it's not it's not lahalacha that pshat. It's not that pshat is not lahalacha. Okay, Zokta So that's not a teretz kasha. But the big teretz is this teretz that it's ke'en de araisa. That's a big teretz from the Tosfos Yeshanim. Yeah. The Mishum, yeah. Okay, so Gemara Vayta. So Mar's kasha is, L'chayra, fi Rav Yitzchak and Rav Yosef, L'chayra, it's a gzera d'rabbanan, speak about the kula. Why speak asura? So Mar answers, I have a teretz, I'll tell you, it's a new pshat. Amalei, Seifa, Osan, Usafik, Treifa. The Seifa that says Sveika Asura is not talking about an egg that was laid on Yontan. It's talking about something else. Once talk about eggs, so about all the eggs. By the way, a Sofik egg, it's Sofik born from a Treifa, not a Treifa, it's also. Okay, that's a Deraisa. That's a Pshat. Seifa, Osan, Sofik, Treifa. It's from Fake Tomorrow. Yachi, have a problem. What does it say afterwards? Aim a Seifa. Nisar Babela, if this egg gets mixed up in 1,000, Kulan Asuras. See, I'm Vishlam, Sofik, Yontan, Sofik, Choyl. If you learn that the case is fake before Safi Yom Safi Chayol, so the Isser we're handling over here is the Isser of a Beish Nolda B'Yontif. A Beish Nolda B'Yontif that's mixed up with other eggs, an egg that's born on Yontif is mixed with other eggs, that we understand is not part of why. Have a Dovah Sheshla Matirim. It's a Dovah that has Matirim, so you mutter after Yontif or after Shabbos. The Chol Dovah Sheshla Matirim fill the Alpha bottle. The Klal is a Dovah Sheshla Matirim, even in 1,000 it's not bottle. So if the Sveika Asura is talking about, and means the whole Brisa completely, is talking about the egg that's laid on Yontif, so we understand if it gets mixed up with the other 1,000 eggs, it is not bottle. Why not? Dovah Sheshla Matirim is not bottle. What's the Svar of Dovah Sheshla Matirim is not bottle? The Svar is, Rashi explains, is something is a mutter tomorrow, why should I be serving on Bittel and eat a Be'isr? At the Ochel Be'isr, eat a Be'heter tomorrow. Wait one more day. And eat it tomorrow Be'heter. You don't have to come on to Bittel. That's a Rashi learns. The Klal of Dovah Sheshla Matirim is, if I could do a Be'heter, why should I do a Be'isr? That's the Klal of Dovah Sheshla Matirim. Therefore, it's not Bittel. Usually you say Bittel, but here, you'll eat it tomorrow and everything will be fine. That's the Svar of Dovah Sheshla Matirim. That's one Pshat. I just want to tell you over the Ran's Pshat in the Durham, was Pshat and Dovah Sheshla Matirim. A very good Shemaka Pshat. He says that usually the way it works in Bittel is that only opposites are Bittel. When things are the same, they're not Bittel. For example, Mim B'Minoi, according to Rabbi Huda, is not Bittel. Because you have to be opposite to Bittel. So therefore, when something's Osir and Mutter, the Isir and the Heter are opposites, and that's what creates the Bittel. But Dovash Yesh Matirim is a little bit Mutterdik. It's not so Osir, it has Matirim. So it's less opposite, and therefore it's harder to be bottle. And the Ran says only by mim b'minoi it's not bottle. So mim b'minoi together with being mutter, it's very, very similar, and therefore it's not bottle. That's what the Ran learns from Dovah Sheshla Matirim. Whole different pshat. But we'll go right now with Rashi's pshat, that ad ochel be'isse yoichel behetet. Our Kapanim, what I'm saying is this. If you learn that it's talking about it was laid on Yontiv, and the reason why it's fake asura, sophic derisa, like Rabbah, so we understand why if it's the Sa'arav Be'elef, that's not Batul, because the Dovah Sheshla Matirim. Eliyam is Sofik Treifa, but if it's a regular egg, that's Sofik Treifa, Sofik is born from a Treifa, so we understand why it's fake Asura, because the Raisa, but why if it gets mixed up with other things, it's not Batul, it's not a Dovah Sheshla Matirim, a Treifa will never be Mutter in the history, it will never be Mutter. Eliyam is Sofik Treifa, Dovah Sheshla Matirim, Mitibat Abru, let it Batul Beroy. So I'll tell you pshat. You know why it's not bottle? Because there's an idea that if something that's choshev, or dovashev minyan, dovashev minyan means something that's so choshev, you can't one by one, there's a din that's not bottle. So maybe here the egg is dovashev minyan. And it's a dova choshev. It's something that's very choshev. V'chitene beitze choshev le'botlo. Honicha, it's only gulamandi amma whose gur is in the following b'raisa, kol shadark limonish ninu. That anything that's sometimes counted is called a dova choshev. Elamandi amma, but manima holds that the only time it's considered choshev is es shadark limonish ninu, which means it has to be exclusively only counted. You never sell it by the pound. And that's the only time. An egg is not like that, because egg sometimes is sold by the pound. Ma'i kameim, what are you going to say? So the Mar's kasha is that it's not so partial to Dova Sheminyan. It's about Chalikas. It's Mechalikas Amarayim. How to learn one of the Tanayim. Where's this Mechalikas? And now we're going to go into 8-9 lines to explain where this Mechalikas of Esh Dark Limonis and Kosh Dark Limonis is. The Tanan. We learned in the Mishnah. Misha Lechavil Tilson. Someone who had a whole bunch of fenugreek. A type of spice, a type of plant. Shalklai Akerim. That was Kalayim. It was Issa Kalayim. It was planted together with a vineyard, which is Issa Kalayim. The loch is yidliku. You have to burn it. It's also bahano. Nisavu b'acheris. This fenugreek got mixed with all the fenugreek. B'acheris b'acheris. And that fenugreek fell to all the fenugreek. Kulam yidliku. The whole thing. No bittel. There's no bittel whatsoever. V'chom v'imrim, no. Yalu b'achas m'asayim. The loch is by klayim. It's not bittel b'shishim. The bittel is in 200. 200 to 1. So it'll be bottled 200 to 1. The alabach is mezayim. So why do Rameya hold that it's not bottled? Shayir Rameya Omer es shadar kolimonois mikadesh. If it's something that's counted, then it's not bottled. It's mikadesh, makes everything awesome. No, the only thing that's considered of a choshev are the following six things that are so choshev, the mamish exclusive, like truffles, like, you know, sweetest truffles. V'chomerim enim mekadesh, elo shisha dvarim v'al, only six things. What are the things? And Rekiva ma shiva, Rekiva says there are seven. What are these six things, or seven things? V'elohein, egoizi prach, they're walnuts from the place called prach, v'remoyni badon, pomegranates from badon, v'chavi estumois, a full barrel, sealed barrel of wine, that's already a chashuv thing. It's a barrel, not a bottle. Barrel. V'chalife tardin, and beets, little beets. Beets were the very chashuv. V'kalche kruv, and cabbage stalks. But the last yivanis, and the Greek gourd, a piece of squash from Greece, that's not shy. But the last yivanis, these are very chashuv, these six things. And Rekiva Moisef, av kikrish alabayis, homemade challah is also something that's called a very chashuv thing. We can understand that happens to be. It's a very chashuv thing. So akapodim, these seven things are the only things that are not bottled. Everything else is bottled. So Rameyer said it's totally in counting. And Rabbanan said only these seven things. Now, in Rameyer, how to learn, you have to understand. But before we finish what these words are, Harayul Arla Arla, out of the seven things, the things that are trees, that means if they get mixed up, if they're Arla and they get mixed up, everything's Arla. What are the things that are trees? The goizim, the nuts, the ramayim, the pomegranates, and the wine. Harayul Klai Karim, Klai Karim. It's other things, the gourd and the beets and the cabbage, those are Royal Klai Karim. And on this Ramei, we have Machlekes. Rabbi Yechon Omer Eshadark Limonos Ninu. The Girs Ramei Eshadark Limonos. Something that's that the Rabbi Yechon says Eshadark Limonos is something that's always counted. Means it has to be exclusively counted. It's a thing you only count. Rabbi Shimon Melakos Omer calls Dark Limonos Ninu. It means anything that you sometimes count, you sometimes count it, that's enough to be chashuv. It means Rabban holds only seven things, Rameya holds anything that's counted. What does it mean anything that's counted? Rameya says it has to be something that's only sold with a count. But Shimon Lakhash says no. Even if something's sold by weight, if it's sometimes sold by a count, it means it's chashuv enough. So Mara says, back to our Brisa that says that it's Arav Be'elef, it's not bottles. So he said it's talking about a treifel, fi one mandiyama, fi the other mandiyama, talking about mukso, he then, the other. But if it's treifa, why is it not bottled? So honey chav shim belakish, it's good. Why is it not bottled? Because the eggs are sometimes counted. Sometimes counted. Rabbi Yechidon, ma'ik lememe, he holds that has to be exclusively counted. So what's pshat? If it's talking about treifa, what is pshat in our brisa? So tomorrow, my papa, haitana tan liter katsirisu. This mishnah, this brisa that says it's not bottled, it's going to go to tana liter katsiris. The amak called davish of minyan, I feel like we're like bottle. The Tana Litter Katsiyas holds, now we'll find a Tana, so even if Rabbi Yechon, there is a Tana like that, holds anything that's counted sometimes, even by the Isidra Abadon, the thing that's counted Isidra Abadon is Loi Batal, the Chosh came by the Raisa, and for sure, by Trefas the Raisa, for sure, it'll be called Dovah Shaminyan. And the Gemara is going to bring a Mishnah here that shows us that the Litter Katsiyas, even though it's a Truma the Abadon, still, it's not a bottle because Dovah Shem Minyan, and Miyachem, in the next year, we will start from this Mishnah to show the Tana of Litra Katsiyas that holds a Dovah Shem Minyan, Madrabanon, is not bottle.